From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Catherine Wheeler. Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley is expanding his investigation of opioid manufacturers. Hawley is asking 7 more companies for information about their marketing practices for opioids and their involvement with industry organizations that promote opioids. The companies he's asking are Allergan, Depomed, Insys, Mallinckrodt, Mylan, Pfizer, and Teva Pharmaceuticals. In June, Hawley sued 3 companies saying they violated state consumer protection laws by misleading doctors and consumers and misrepresenting the risk of opioids. Those companies are Endo Pharmaceuticals, Purdue Pharma, and Janssen Pharmaceuticals. Hawley says in a statement that the goal of the investigation is to make Missouri healthier and help end the opioid epidemic. Springfield-based Bass Pro Shops announced on Monday it will send more than 80 boats to Texas to aid in relief from Hurricane Harvey, the company says in a statement. Bass Pro says it will coordinate with local, state, and federal agencies to support rescue and relief efforts. The company says it is also donating supplies totaling $40,000. Their contributions support a Springfield humanitarian organization, Convoy of Hope, and the American Red Cross. A section of Providence Road has been dedicated to the late Sherman Brown, the Columbia, Missourian reports. The section of North Providence Road from I-70 to Business Loop 70 is where Brown and his siblings grew up. That stretch will now be named Sherman Brown Jr. Memorial Highway. Brown was an active community member known for his smile and sense of humor. Brown lived in Columbia for more than 30 years and owned Lindsay Rentals. He died on August 15, 2016, after being diagnosed with terminal cancer in 2015. In Springfield, crews are cleaning up paint found on a Confederate monument. It was discovered today at a time when security was heightened due to President Donald Trump's visit to the city. The monument is located in Springfield National Cemetery. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs confirmed the vandalism. The Greene County Sheriff's Department is investigating. Confederate monuments have been coming down around the country since the 2015 fatal shooting of 9 black parishioners at a church in Charleston, South Carolina, by a 23-year-old white racist. But the pace has picked up since the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, earlier this month. Canada, Mexico, and the United States have begun NAFTA negotiations. Grant Gerlach of Harvest Public Media reports that corn farmers in the Plains and Midwest are lobbying for the status quo.
Mexico, in particular, has become a big customer of American corn, but the Trump administration is looking to modify NAFTA to aid the manufacturing industry. John Doggett of the National Corn Growers Association says that puts everything up for discussion.
What we're concerned about is, in order to get something else on the manufacturing side, will something within the corn sector or the ag sector be traded away?
Some other farm groups hope the discussion gets around to the cattle industry. The National Farmers Union wants mandatory meat labels that tell consumers which country produced their beef and pork. That's something Canada and Mexico have resisted. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.
I'm Catherine Wheeler, KBIA News, Columbia.